This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. The presidential candidates are not the only candidates on the ballot this coming Tuesday. Candidates for the United States Senate will be on the ballots in 34 states. At stake is whether Republicans will manage to hold on to or expand their razor-slim 51-49 majority in the Senate. But just as in the presidential contest, the battle for control of the Senate at this point appears to be too close to call. NPR congressional correspondent David Wellna is covering this story. And David, who really has an advantage here?
It's not clear, Steve. Right now, there are many seats that are up for votes on Tuesday that are going to be safely held by the incumbents. But there are 9 seats which are very much in play. Most of those are seats that were vacated by current members of the Senate, and so they're open seats. There are also seats that are held by opposing parties which will fall to the other party. In Georgia, Zell Miller's seat is certain to go to Republicans. Illinois, Peter Fitzgerald's seat is certain to go to Democrat Barack Obama.
We heard on this program yesterday a story about Lisa Murkowski, who was described as the most endangered Republican senator. Who's the most endangered Democratic senator right now?
Perhaps he is the only endangered incumbent Democrat. It's Minority Leader Tom Daschle of South Dakota. He is in a very, very tight race in South Dakota against Republican John Thune, who actually 2 years ago ran against Tim Johnson, the other Democratic senator from South Dakota, and lost by only 524 votes. This time, it looks like virtually a dead heat between Thune and Daschle. And winning Daschle's seat would be a huge symbolic victory for Republicans to take that away from a sitting leader.
Any other really close races?
There's another close race involving a sitting Republican, Jim Bunning in Kentucky, who had been thought earlier to be fairly safe, is suddenly facing a very stiff challenge from Dan Mongiardo, the Democratic challenger. And polls right now show that that race is another one that's almost too close to call.
So just keeping track here, we've got very close races in Alaska, Kentucky, and South Dakota. One Democrat in trouble, couple of Republicans in trouble, and then there's a half dozen other races that are fairly close.
There are, and many of them are in the South, where 5 Democrats are retiring from the Senate. The races are close in North Carolina, South Carolina, Florida, and Louisiana. And there are also a couple of Republicans retiring, Ben Nighthorse Campbell in Colorado. The race is close there, and also in Oklahoma, where Republican Don Nichols is retiring, and the race there, too, is quite close.
David, obviously these races taken together have major national implications for who controls the Senate. Are there any national issues being discussed in these races?
The issues aren't so much national as they are more related to each state. For example, in North Carolina, tobacco quotas that are being bought by the federal government now has been a big issue in this race. Both candidates, Erskine Bowles and Richard Burr, endorsed these buyouts, but that's been talked about a lot there. In South Carolina, Republican Congressman Jim DeMint has talked about a 23% national sales tax, and his Democratic opponent, Inez Tannenbaum, has really gone after him on that and actually scored some points with voters, apparently, warning that this would be a very regressive kind of tax. But many of these races have very sort of state-specific issues rather than national ones that are determining why one candidate is prevailing over the other.
And when people in Washington are looking at the tally here and trying to forecast what might happen, are people talking about it all, given the state of politics in the country, the possibility of a tie?
Well, there could be a tie, and of course it would depend, too, on who wins the presidential race, because, of course, the vice president breaks the tie in the Senate. So if President Bush is reelected and it's a 50-50 Senate, it would stay in the hands of Republicans. They would lose a seat to Democrats if that were the case, but they'd still be in control. If John Kerry were to win, Democrats could control the Senate, picking up just one seat from Republicans, but then we would have the question, too, about Louisiana, which isn't going to be decided until December. So there might be some mystery still about who is in control of the Senate.
Louisiana is going to have a runoff election?
They're going to have a runoff election. The winner has to get at least 50% of the vote on Tuesday. That appears unlikely, so the 2 top vote-getters will face off in December.
NPR congressional correspondent David Wellna, thanks.
Sure.